Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right. We are now learning through Twitter and Monica Lindstrom's Twitter handle that the hearing is kind of over, but there are still questions that some lawyers have. And from what Monica tells us through Twitter, there are a lot of lawyers in this courtroom. On one side, you've got the GOP, the Arizona GOP.
They're challenging the way certain counties around Arizona handle mail-in ballots pending signature verification.
And on the other side, you've got lawyers for the 15 counties who are basically saying, "Hey, WTH or whatever. What are we supposed to do?" From what we understand, they've reached an agreement. Now they're just really hammering out all the details.
So some kind of settlement has been announced.
So as soon as Monica can join us, she certainly will, and we'll give you the latest. But boy, this is truly turning into some kind of I don't know if it's a quagmire. I don't know what to call it, but it's making it. Does it make the McSally Cinema race go by or get to a quicker resolution? I don't think so. Right now, joining us is Emily Ryan, political consultant with Copper State Consulting. Emily, you know, we talked to you the night of the election. We talked to you on the midterm election night. We now know that Kyrsten Sinema is ahead of McSally.
8,200 votes.
What has surprised you in the past couple of days? Is it the lawsuit? Is it the fact that Sinema is winning? What really hits you?
You know, I think what's most surprising to me is that here we are again with an Arizona election that seems to be so convoluted and so confusing that it starts to rock your confidence in the whole thing. We just can't seem to get it right year after year.
But what do you mean getting it right, though? Because so far, they're still counting votes. They haven't declared a winner. Nobody has found a ballot box at the bottom of Tempe Town Lake. What do you mean getting it right?
I mean, you know, we seem to take longer than the rest of the country. It seems to be sort of like the number of voters catches everyone by surprise. You know, there just seems to be always something. And, you know, in this case, we've now got highlighted something that I believe was brought up a number of months ago, that we've got different counties handling the cutoff time to verify signatures that concern them at different points in the election process. And it just seems to me that no matter where you vote in Arizona, it should be the same process no matter where you live.
Emily Ryan's joining us, political consultant with Copper State Consulting. I totally agree with you on the fact that it's always something with Arizona elections, whether it's waiting in line for 7 hours a couple of years ago.
Pack a lunch.
Yeah, and a dinner. Yeah. Or whether it's in August, 60 polling places aren't ready to go and nobody's trained properly. I hate that that it takes 10 days. I think it's ridiculous. I'm with you. I think that the rest of the country, you know, kind of gets it right. They can count these ballots quicker. Concerning the actual vote of Sinema erasing a 17,000 vote lead and now leading by 8,200 votes, are you surprised that Sinema is in the position that she's in this second?
I'm not. You know, this race has been so close all along, and we talk about that over and over again. To see Sinema and McSally trade places at this point, especially knowing that some of the rural counties where McSally did better stopped counting votes, stopped verifying those questionable signatures on election night. And Maricopa County, where Sinema has done better in this election, has continued the process. I'm really not surprised, but I'm encouraged by the things we're seeing on Twitter. I think we're all frantically refreshing our Twitter feed. If every county had to do it the same way, then at least we'll have some confidence that, you know, everything was handled equally across the state, whatever the outcome is.
So in going forward and knowing what counties still need to count votes and report, does it look to you like Kyrsten Sinema will win this election?
I think it's looking like that right now. You know, I'm not ready to definitively throw in the towel and call it and tell the McSally camp to pack up and go home. But, you know, this is certainly a trend that is not favorable to the McSally camp.
You know, Emily, I just don't understand, and maybe you can enlighten us. I just don't understand, why hasn't this come up before? And I know that the Republicans said we brought it up before this election.
What specifically?
That every county doesn't count the votes, or there's a different
13 do it one way. Maricopa County and Pima County do it a different way.
But then we also heard that some counties even go so far as to throw ballots away, and this might have been going on for at least a decade. How did this not come up before? I just don't understand why somebody didn't sit down and get everybody across all the 15 counties on the same page.
You know, I really don't understand that either. You know, and I think if I understand Recorder Fontes correctly, this method for Maricopa is a relatively new decision.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that they can all do it differently and kind of unilaterally make up their own mind. I know that things have come up from time to time, but, you know, in politics, people protect what they think works for them and benefits their party. And sometimes both parties, you know, feel they have the same benefit from being able to handle things with some wiggle room differently.
And we actually asked the GOP for Maricopa County, why didn't the Democrats come in on this? If you are so outraged by the way Maricopa, Pima, whatever counties count it one way or the other, why wouldn't the Democrats come on board? And again, you would think it would be bipartisan. You would think that both parties would want the same way for everybody.
You would think, but I think what we're seeing right here is both parties wanting to protect their ability to kind of work within the rules that benefit them. And anytime something like this happens and we take days and days and days and we're mired in inconsistency and controversy, it just opens the door up for all kinds of conspiracy theories. I've seen everything from Trump calling for a new election on Twitter to Alyssa Milano saying, call Arizona and tell them to count every ballot. It's just crazy.
Emily Ryan, she works with Copper State Consulting Group. Emily, I'm sure we will be talking to you very, very soon again, maybe next week, about this election. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.